Well, we have our first candidates forum for the November elections today, and I want to thank our first two candidates that have joined us for the season in those November elections, as we'll talk with Republican Kevin Engler and Democrat Andrew Young, the candidates for the St. Francis County clerk position. We tossed a coin to see who would go first, so Kevin had heads, by the way, and Andrew had tails, and it came up tails. So we'll meet the candidates, first of all. And Andrew, you're running for the county clerk position. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You have your opening statement here.
Yes, good morning. My name is Andrew Young. I'm a candidate running for county clerk. I'm originally from Deloge, and now I currently live in Bon Terre. I moved there whenever I was 16. I graduated from North County High School in 2012. Then I went on to Mineral Area College and then transferred to Webster University, where I graduated this year with a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. I also served as an intern at the Capitol in Jefferson City, and that was a lot of fun. Got to meet a lot of people, make many connections, and a lot of free food. So it was really good. But along with the time at Webster University, I was big and heavily involved with student government, where I worked with the Committee on Public Safety and the Accessibility Committee, and I was also the only student selected to serve on the selection committee for hiring the next dean at the College of Arts and Science, and that was a lot of fun. Now I'm running for county clerk. Whenever I heard that Mark Hedrick was going to retire, I've been thinking about this position for quite a while, and I believe that possibly having somebody younger in this position would be a greater outreach to young adults to increase their turnouts during elections. I want to be able to work to increase the number of registered voters, and I know that during the last election, I believe only one out of every five young adults showed up to vote, and I did not like that number, and so I really want to be able to show the importance of why people should vote.
All right. Very good. It's Andrew Young. And let's meet Kevin Engler running on the Republican side.
Thanks.
Good
thanks.
Morning. Yeah.
Good morning. Thanks, KREI, for having this. I was born and raised in Festus. I used to tell people West Festus because I lived on the other side of Highway 55 and make it sound bigger. But went to Festus High School, went to Southwest Missouri. If we want to go back to high school and college days, I was president of the student body at Festus and senior class at Missouri State now is what it's called. I started working for Edward Jones. I've been there for 32 years where I help manage people's finances. I had assets under management of hundreds of millions over the years. I started to get active in the city when I was president of the Lions Club and the JCs, and then the Chamber of Commerce, ran Country Days a couple times and got in Chamber of Commerce and decided my wife is a rec major, and we didn't have much recreation in town other than some team baseball sports, that type thing, that we needed a civic center. So we went around the country and led the effort to try to get that done, and that led me into politics a little bit. Stayed on the city council for a year, went and ran for mayor. I didn't agree how we were budgeting, which is interesting because now I see on the internet that they said we had budget problems. We went 6 years and had great budgets. I talked to LJ Miller the other day. He was my councilman at the time. I put in charge of finances, and he'll tell you we had good finance. We actually doubled our sales tax in 6 years without raising our sales tax rate, and that enabled us to build the water park. And we went on to bring in S&R Products, Centene Corporation, did the new industrial park. We did the park that's now named Engler Park, and contrary to the public, I did not name that after myself. That was named. I was very honored, and it's a great park. But we did a lot of good things, and then the state rep position came open with about 6 weeks ago. They threw me in and the race, and I won that. And the state senate race was open. The seat was open. So we did that for 8 years and came back to the House. In the Senate, I managed the majority leader position in the worst financial crisis since the Depression. And we had to cut fire thousands of people and cut things. And But we balanced the budget, and it's helped us be able to fund education since that point. And if we wouldn't have done that, those things that we have been, like Illinois, in financial trouble, blaming each other, who's got us the worst bond rating. So we've done that. We did well. And I, over that period of time, you know, we're going to talk about this position and what it entails. I think I acquired some of the skills that would be helpful to run the county clerk's office.
All right. Andrew, first then question for you is, why should the voters of St. Francis County vote for you?
Let's see, when was it? About 8 years ago, I was in a near-fatal car accident just north of Bonterra on Highway 67. There was an at-grade crossing, Hedge Apple, and I was driving to school one morning. It was May 21st, 2010. It was Friday, 5 days before the end of the school year, and whenever I went to cross that morning across the highway, I accidentally pulled out in front of a semi, and the semi T-boned my driver's side door going 70 miles an hour. And everybody in the county showed support for my recovery after that. And I would not be here if it wasn't for them. And I want to be able to be in office, to be able to serve everybody, regardless of party affiliation, to the best of my ability. I believe, as I mentioned, also having somebody younger in this position would be a greater outreach to young adults, to show them the importance of voting. I want to be able to work with schools, to talk with students, to be able to increase the voter turnouts. And I believe that a vote for me would be a vote for an increased number of, I guess, the voice of the people.
All right. Mr. Engler, why should St. Francis County voters vote for you in this
That's
election?
Great, yeah. Great question. I've had several people ask me, well, why aren't you running for a statewide office? Well, the county clerk is an essential position, runs the elections. It manages 7 to 8 people on a full-time basis and 180 during the elections, part-time people. You have to hire, you have to fire. I've done that. You have to set the tax rate for the county. I've done that in the city. Now, all these things, when I say I've done, I've talked about in conjunction with our Chamber of Commerce when I was running it, in conjunction with the City Council when we were running there. You have to learn to lead. I think this county needs some leadership at the present time. It needs some adult supervision in the room. And we went first class 6 years ago, and we've really not done anything other than paid the elected officials much to go to that first class status. We have not taken the steps necessary. We don't have things like animal control. We don't have any. And I don't know what we need to at least ask the questions. I don't know what direction we need to go, and I'll be happy to get in there, do the best practices I can find around the state for first class counties, and help us to ask the questions on how do we progress to the next level.
All right. And I know some of the questions may have kind of some crossover information, but Andrew, the next question for you is what type of experience that do you have that you think would apply to this office?
Yes. As I mentioned in the opening statement, I graduated from Webster University. I've also been born and raised here in St. Francis County. But yeah, along with being at Webster University, I was heavily involved with student government, with the selection committee on hiring the next dean of the College of Arts and Science. I read a lot of resumes, and I also conducted a lot of interviews and consulted with other faculty members that were on that committee to be able to choose the best candidate for that position. And along with the Student Government Association, I've been involved with balancing budgets for student organizations, for allocating money to where it needs to go, and dealing with the public safety committee and making sure that everybody is safe on campus. And also, while I was a student at Webster University, I served as the intern at the Capitol in Jefferson City, where I worked with Representative Doug Beck, who is over District 92, which covers Afton and South St. Louis. And that was just right there, right next to Webster University. So I was good friends with him. And we did a lot. I learned a lot while I was up there. And got to see how many different government functions interact with each other about different laws and everything like that. And I think that my experience from everything that I have done so far is makes me qualified for the position. Also, I know that there is a one of the biggest qualifications for this job is there is an age limit, and I exceed that age limit by several years. So So, yeah, I think I would be overly qualified. I believe I am qualified for this position.
All right. And I know that part of your responses earlier have talked about your experience too, Kevin, but I'll pose the same question to you in terms of your
experience. I think I'm three times the age limit. I've got the best hair for the job. But in reality, I've talked to a lot of the reps that are in the senators that were former county clerks, and they tell me universally that the toughest thing is personnel management. And I've managed people for 35 years. You just look around. We've some of the hires, you might not like them, but people like Chief Rick Baker, I hired him almost 20 years ago. The average term of a police chief is just like 5 years, and he's still with us. City manager Greg Beavers, hired him over 20 years ago, and the city manager's job is averages 3 years. We try to hire good people. I've had to fire people. I had to fire somebody once that had a loaded weapon, asked for their badge and loaded weapon, destroying their career and their family life and things. And it's tough to do when you're not armed and you're going to make that decision. That's a tough call. And one of the things they've talked about there is the most difficult thing to do is, as one of them said, counseling an 85-year-old man or woman out of a job at the elections when they can't physically or mentally handle it after they've done it for 30, 40 years, and they look forward to seeing all their friends at the elections. But your responsibility as the voter to keep the integrity of the election system alive, not to keep people on staff. And when you're dealing with 180 people hiring and firing, one of the qualifications, I think I can manage people. I've demonstrated that, and I think I can lead. And those are two of the things that needs to happen in this office.
Andrew Young, do you have a question that you'd like to pose to Mr. Engler?
There's really not much I can think of at the moment. I know that on the air earlier, they were talking about the political forum and how we're going to be discussing sports and weekend plans. So how about those homecoming games?
Yeah, I went to those last week. We got weekend plans. We got the governor, I was telling you, coming into town tonight. And my toughest thing this past weekend is having to clean the windows at the house for the governor's. So I always hate these gotcha questions. You know, I got to know Andrew at the Capitol. He said he was interning for one of the Democrat reps this year, and I saw him almost every day. He seems like a fine young man.
Good. Do you have a question for Mr.
Young? I really don't.
No?
Okay. No, thanks.
Okay, very good. Well, I'll offer you to a closing statement then to discuss kind of whatever you would like to and to leave our listeners with whatever you'd like to leave them with, and we'll let Andrew go ahead.
I would just like to thank everybody for listening. Thank you for having us on air to discuss our views and our opinions. I know that with this upcoming election, things are really going to be, not really heated, but things are really going to be intense within the final months, as they always are. But everybody's vote is important. So I highly urge everyone to be able to get out there, voice your opinions, because your civic duty is to be able to vote. And you have that one option. And I think it is wonderful for you to be able to express your opinions at the polling places.
All right. And Mr. Engler, your closing statement?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you guys having this forum. But for 32 years this week, I've made a career with Edward Jones. People say, well, he's a career politician. That's not the case. With the whole time I was mayor and the House and the Senate, I was fortunate enough to have the career with Edward Jones that they let me do this so that I was enabled to give the vast majority of my pay back to this community and to charitable organizations because I wanted to do it for the right reason. I wanted to do it for public service. And with retiring with Edward Jones here at the end of December, it gives me the opportunity to do some other things. And the thing that I told my wife I'd like to do is continue with public service. I think I've developed the skills necessary. I've showed up every day at the Capitol. I've worked hard. Now, I've done something that when you vote on over 1,000 bills, you're going to make some people angry. So, well, I can't believe it. But, you know, if you want to get somebody to agree with you 100% of the time, I tell people they need to run themselves. Sometimes I don't know if I agreed with myself. It's tough to 100% of the time. It's tough to do. We think we've developed the resume, and that's what you're doing. You're going to hire somebody to run the elections for you. If you're a county resident, and I think I've developed the resume. If you look at it, the things that I've achieved, the leadership positions I've taken, the results that I've received, that it should be a clear choice that I have the resume that you would hire.
All right. Thank you both for coming in. We appreciate it. A great way to start our candidates forums. So, yeah, Andrew Young, Democrat, and Kevin Engler, the Republican.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your choices for St. Francis County Clerk coming up in our November elections. They've joined us on KREI. We'll see.